Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know, presented by Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Lansing and Delta Township. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Once again, a research study by analyst Adrian Douglas has shed a new light on the state of gold and silver markets. His January 15 report, titled Strong Indications of Gold and Silver Shortages, can be read at his company's website, which is marketforceanalysis.com. For both the gold and silver markets, Douglas tabulated the last 10 years of closing information from the COMEX. He created graphs plotting the closing spot price on one axis and the number of open interest contracts on the other axis. The results are shocking. At the lowest prices, which occurred close to 10 years ago, changes in the open interest resulted in virtually no difference in gold or silver spot prices. However, as time progressed, the clusters of spot prices tilt. That means that as the open interest increased, the prices of gold or silver started to rise. As the graphs get closer to the current day, the correlation between spot price and open interest becomes a horizontal or even negative slope. For instance, ever since the price of silver reached $22 per ounce last fall, further price increases generally correlate with fewer open contracts on the COMEX. The clearest implication of the silver chart is that once silver passed $22 per ounce, the COMEX traders on the short side of contracts became more aggressive at closing their short positions and less willing to commit to sell new contracts. As the price of silver rose further, this trend became even more pronounced. In the gold market, the open interest stopped increasing once the price topped $1,300. These charts show clearly that recently, as gold and silver prices rise, demand is increasing while supplies are diminishing. This was not true 10 years ago, where higher prices brought out more supplies. This analysis only shows the impact of trading on the COMEX markets. It does not reflect activity in the London market, nor the effect of trading gold and silver paper contracts and derivatives. The paper markets trade in far higher volumes than the physical market. Ultimately, however, the paper markets must react to physical market supply shortages and surpluses. If the major banks that are shorting the COMEX gold and silver markets are now closing out such positions, this is happening because these businesses anticipate higher prices in the future. While there may be lots of reports in the mainstream media of so-called experts proclaiming that the prices of gold and silver are at their peak or in a bubble, I think more accurate information can be discerned by watching the actions of professional traders who are putting billions of dollars on the line with their trading decisions. As the last 10 years of COMEX gold and silver prices and open interest indicate, supplies are getting much tighter and prices are due to go much higher. Adrian Douglas's report is one more indicator of the growing shortage of physical gold and silver inventories that is now upon us. It is entirely possible that the price of gold could increase a few hundred dollars per ounce by the end of March. Silver could see even more dramatic action, with the price possibly moving up by more than 50%. The mainstream media won't tell you what is really happening in the gold and silver markets, so you just have to stay tuned to this program for future developments. That's it for this week. Tune in next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.